In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. May the Lord, who has begun this good work in us, bring it to completion in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
See nations gather.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Son to the Gentiles, lead us who know you by faith to enjoy in heaven the fullness of your divine presence. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Today is the Epiphany of our Lord. The appointed Old Testament reading is from Isaiah, the 60th chapter. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. And nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your son shall come from afar, and your daughter shall be carried on the hip. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and exult, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall bring good news, the praises of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel.
Who alone does wondrous things.
Give the king your justice, O God.
And your righteousness to the royal son.
May he judge your people with righteousness.
And your poor with justice.
Let the mountains bear prosperity for the people.
And the hills in righteousness.
May he defend the cause of the poor of the people. Give deliverance to the children of the needy.
And crush the oppressor.
May they fear you while the sun endures.
And as long as the moon throughout all generations.
May he be like rain that falls on the mown grass.
Like showers that fall to the earth.
In his days may the righteous flourish.
And peace abound to the moon.
May he have dominion from sea to sea.
And from the river to the ends of the earth.
May desert tribes bow down before him.
And his enemies lick the dust.
May the kings of Tarshish and of the coastlands render him tribute.
May the kings of Sheba and Seba bring gifts.
May all kings fall down before him.
All nations serve him.
For he delivers the needy when he calls.
The poor and him who has no helper.
He has pity on the weak and the needy.
And saves the lives of the needy.
From oppression and violence, he redeems their life.
And precious is their blood in his sight.
Long may he live. May gold of Sheba be given to him.
May prayer be made for him.
Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel.
The epistle reading is from the third chapter of Ephesians. For this reason, I, Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus on behalf of you Gentiles, assuming that you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for you, how the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I have written briefly. When you read this, you can perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. This mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Of this gospel, I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, which was given me by the working of his power. To me, though I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God who created all things, so that, through the Church, the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was according to the eternal purpose that he has realized in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the second chapter.
Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way.
This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Remain standing if you're able for the singing of the hymn of the day, 395. My mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hopefully you are here tonight for the same reason that the wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. No, not because you have seen a star when it rose in the east,
but because you went to worship, you want rather to worship him who has been born King of the Jews, and not to worship him in some generic way, but worship him specifically by seeking from him the forgiveness of sins. To be sure, God used a miraculous star of some sort in order to lead the wise men, maybe royal ambassadors, to the child Jesus. But the star is only a means to the more important end. Clearly, the star is associated with Jesus Christ, but the star is not Jesus Christ, at least not in the gospel reading, although in the hymn of the day, the morning star is Jesus Christ, as he identifies himself at the end of the Revelation to St. John. And in one of the distribution hymns that we will sing it, as it were, to the star of the gospel reading. Similarly, camels, like those in the Old Testament reading, and those that likely carried the wise men from the east to Jerusalem, may in some ways be an important part of what happened in the gospel reading, but they are not the main thing. Nor are the main things the gold and frankincense and myrrh, the first two of which are also mentioned in the Old Testament reading, as the psalm also mentions gold being brought from Sheba. So clearly does the event of the gospel reading seem to fulfill the prophecy of the Old Testament reading and the psalm that we might have expected the divinely inspired St. Matthew's gospel account to mention this seeming fulfillment as it mentions other fulfillments. The Epiphany of Our Lord sermon provided by the Missouri Synod's preaching journal, for which I am sometimes asked to write, got my attention with the sermon's title, The Singing Camels of Sheba. In the sermon on the Old Testament reading, Concordia University, Wisconsin professor, the Reverend Dr. Nathan R. Jastrom, at least initially understands the camels to be bringing not only the gold and frankincense, but also the good news, the praises of the Lord, as if the camels themselves were the ones singing the praise of the Lord. Reverend Dr. Jastrom later recognizes that most likely the camels made possible for the people on them to sing the praise of the Lord, but not before the Reverend Dr. Jastrom describes the camels as ugly beasts, often irritable and nippy, smelly, that sometimes spit their foul saliva at bewildered spectators. Reverend Dr. Jastrom's description made me think of the penitent psalm verse that tells us to be not like a horse or mule without understanding, which must be curbed with bit and bridle, or it will not stay near you. Of course, the divinely inspired psalmist does not say that for no reason. On our own, spiritually, that is exactly what we are, like horses or mules without understanding. We are opposed to God and fight against him and his will for our lives. Getting us to be sorry for our sin and trust God to forgive us of our sin may be as miraculous as getting camels to sing or a donkey to talk, as did Balaam's donkey. Not long before Balaam prophesied of a stars coming out of Jacob and a scepters rising out of Israel. prophecy also to some extent fulfilled in the event of the gospel reading. To paraphrase the Old Testament reading, the darkness of sin covers the earth, and the thick darkness of death covers the people. But the Lord arises upon us, and his glory is seen upon us. As the Lord used his word and sign to lead the wise men to worship the child Jesus, so the Lord uses his word and sacraments to lead us to worship Jesus, to worship him specifically by seeking from him the forgiveness of sins. The wise men were, and we are, led to seek forgiveness, which is exactly what they needed and we need. And their and our forgiveness results in their and our praise of the Lord. The gospel reading is clear, both that the wise men worship the God who created the universe, and that the wise men worship him in the flesh of the child Jesus, who was born King of the Jews in the royal line of David, a descendant of Judah, a descendant of Jacob, who is also known as Israel. As the gospel reading indicates, even unbelieving Herod understood that the child in question was the Christ, the long-promised Messiah, the Savior. Though his coming forth was from of old, from ancient days, the Christ was born in time to a line of shepherds, and Christ Jesus is the good shepherd of God's people Israel, who out of God's great love laid down his life on the cross for his sheep, for us, in our place, as our substitute. And then he took his life back up again. Bad shepherds, rulers such as Herod when Jesus was a boy, and Annas and Caiaphas when Jesus was a man, raged and plotted and took counsel together, but only in vain. For he who sits in the heavens laughs and holds them in derision, and sets his king in place regardless. We know from the Old Testament that when the people came to where God was present on earth, one of the things for which they would ask was the forgiveness of sins. So we come, asking for forgiveness and receiving it through God's word and sacraments. God's word helped the wise men understand what God was doing with the star. And God's word helps us understand what God does with water in holy baptism, with touch in holy absolution, and with the bread that is the body of Christ given for us, and the wine that is the blood of Christ shed for us in the Holy Supper. God's word and these signs worked through his messengers, under-shepherds of the good shepherd, ministers, as St. Paul describes himself in the epistle reading. God's word and these signs bring us into his kingdom, forgive our sins, and preserve us in body and soul to life everlasting. Whether we are Jew or Gentile, male or female, young or old, does not matter. All people are sinful, and though some people reject it, God at least offers forgiveness for Jesus' sake to all people in all of these ways. Like the wise men who saw the child Jesus and worshiped him as the creator of the universe, our hearts believe what our human eyes do not see, but the eyes of faith do see. That is, we see God present in his word and sacraments in order to forgive and actually forgiving our sinful nature and all of our actual sin, whatever our actual sin might be. When we are forgiven, then we respond with great joy and praises of the Lord. With our works and our words rather and deeds, we at least try to tell others of the good news of what God has done for us in Christ. And like the wise men, having opened our treasuries, we offer gifts not to others, but first and foremost to Him. Not gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh, but sacrificial first fruits of whatever God has given us, usually in the form of cash or check, but also in such things as electronic funds transfers. As the wise men's gifts likely supported the Holy Family as they subsequently fled to Egypt, so our gifts support the work of God's kingdom in this place. Our gifts do not buy salvation, but our gifts are our response to God's freely given salvation. As I've said, the star, camels, and costly gifts are not the main things on this Epiphany of our Lord. Rather, the main thing is the Son of God's being revealed in the flesh of Jesus, especially to Gentiles like us, for the forgiveness of sins. We are led to seek forgiveness, which forgiveness we sinner saints need, not only on Sunday mornings, but also on midweek feasts and festivals. In short, as often as we can receive it. By God's mercy and grace, may we continue so to regularly receive His forgiveness until, as we prayed in the Collect of the Day, we enjoy in heaven the fullness of His divine presence. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. And in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day He rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And He will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, the Father of lights, who didst manifest thine only begotten Son in the flesh, making known His advent by a wonderful star to the wise men of the east, we praise Thee for thine infinite mercy and surpassing love, in granting unto us a ransom for our sins. We praise Thee that
in the dayspring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. We praise thee that thou hast prepared thy salvation before the face of all people, and hast established on earth the Church of Jesus Christ as the home of thy continual presence and power among people. We praise thee that thou hast also brought us into the fellowship of thy beloved Son by the bright light of thy word, so that we are no longer strangers and foreigners, but partakers of thy grace, fellow citizens with the saints, members of thy household, and heirs of thy kingdom. We will extol thee, our God. We will bless thy name forever and ever. We will exalt thee and sing unto thee, for thou hast remembered thy covenant and sent salvation to thy people. And we beseech thee, let us evermore follow the shining star of thy divine word, taking heed thereto as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, that the day may dawn and the day star arise in our hearts, and we may know thee and worship thee and present our own selves to thee an acceptable sacrifice. Teach us to do thy will, that we may crucify the flesh and serve thee all our days, cherishing Christ and his members by relieving the needy and doing good unto all people. Graciously save and defend our country and its people, our government, and the whole Christian church. Bless all honest labor and give us our daily bread. Preserve us from sickness and famine and all other calamities. Visit the afflicted, the sick, and the dying with thy heavenly consolation. Preserve unto us and our children thy word and sacraments. Guide us with thy counsel, and afterwards receive us to glory in the land of eternal rest. For you live and reign with your Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Lift up your heart.
us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For what had been hidden from before the foundation of the world, you have made known to the nations in your Son. In him being found in the substance of our mortal nature, you have manifested the fullness of your glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Communion's one table. Everyone can come forward at the same time. Theodore, the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless and keep you in your baptismal grace as you live every day in his love and grow in faith. This is the body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you.
Amen.
This is the body of Christ given for you. Amen. This is the body of Christ given for you.
Amen.
This is the body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. Take and drink the blood of Christ shed for you.
Mm-hmm.
This is the blood of Christ shed for you.
Mm-hmm.
This is the blood of Christ shed for you.
Amen.
This is the blood of Christ shed for you.
Mm-hmm.
Take and drink the blood of Christ shed for you.
Mm-hmm.
Take and drink the blood of Christ shed for you.
Mm-hmm.
Take and drink the blood of Christ shed for you.
Mm-hmm.
This is the blood of Christ shed for you. His true body and true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve human body and soul to life everlasting.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Depart in peace.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
When you get back to your seats, we'll sing the first of the distribution hymns, 397. This is the body of Christ given for you.
This is the blood of Christ shed for. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming, we may together with all your saints celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Anything else? Sunday morning stuff, Bible class tomorrow.